on a FHA, they had a 56% debt to income using every dime of overtime. You know, they were really pushing the envelope. And now we're not seeing that.
Yeah. Which, and I guess that's good, though.
It's good. I think being a little bit more conservative, I think all the, anybody that's just not really young, you know, that have worked for the oil field for, they're just being a little bit more conservative. And it's not just the oil field. It's any of our jobs. Because they change. They go up, they go down.
So, and that is true. So we've got our closing documents kind of figured out now.
Yes.
We've got that. We've got our days we got to get it in. We've got that down pretty good.
Yes.
Qualifying. What about the credit scores? Still 620?
You know, we say 620. Okay, we would like it to be a 620, and if you're doing any special grant programs, it's got to be at least a 620. We don't have a choice around that. But I have seen some good people that have 600 credit scores, okay? 601, 602. And if you're good, and you can say, well, how can you be good if you have a 601 credit score? It may be that you have limited amount of credit, okay? It may be that you had a problem a year ago on something. There can be reasons for a 601 and you still be a good risk. So my deal is still call us. Let's go over it.
Well, and medical's a big deal.
Medical, because people will always say, well, I didn't know medical hurt you. Well,
it does.
It does. It goes in your credit score. It does. It's part of your credit score. Whether or not we count it against you saying you have to go pay it off or anything, doesn't matter. That does not matter whatsoever. I am seeing more people with investment properties, too. Have you seen that? I'm seeing more people buy investment properties.
Which is a great deal. I think you're foolish not to. And of course, we've been in it long enough. I've syndicated houses, and they go, that's $185. And I go, man, the first time I sold that house, I sold it for $65.
Yeah, times have changed over all these years.
Well, but you look at it, what else can you have that really, over the years,
that's right,
does as well as real estate?
That's exactly right.
The answer's nothing, by the way.
Yeah.
They're truly nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing does as well.
That's exactly right. So we're seeing a lot of people do investment properties, and they don't have any. They're just going out, whether they're buying a house for their kids, whether they're buying a house on the lake.
Nephews.
Yeah, whatever it is, they're buying an extra house. So think about that if you.
And call 949-5575.
That's right, to buy that house. Yes. And call 659-4949 to finance that house.
See how we got that in there? So we got good stuff. But you know what? And one thing I'm going to be honest with y'all folks, and people probably come across bad, and I don't mean to, but when I hear people complaining about 4.5% and 5% interest rates.
Oh my God. Yeah. The rates
can't.
Are good. Single digit is good. I had someone the other day that was thinking, you know, that they should be getting in the threes. I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen threes in a long time.
But I still cannot get this out of my head, and we'll never forget. The rate was 11.35
on that bond program.
You had a bond program as one of your investors, and I had three different people myself. They said, well, can't you get in? Or I said, no, that's not how it works. Doesn't matter who it is. You know, boom, boom. But value's going to take first come, first serve. And three of them spent the night, and not only my three people, it was wrapped around the whole building.
That was exciting times.
But it was to get a loan of 11.35.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy to think about that?
So
that's what I was trying to explain to the younger people, is that just because rates do go up, people still buy houses.
I appreciate you explaining that to me.
Yeah. As you get older, people do buy houses. People think that means the whole market shuts down, and that does not mean that. That this is just the way it progresses. It'll go up, it'll go down. Mm-hmm. So many people have never seen it go up.
Well, I still remember this, and always kind of like a Dale Carnegie trick, but I bought my very first house. It was a rent house at 18, and the rate, I still remember this because I was still, was 21.
Wow.
That tells you
how
it was. And that was supposed to be a good friend deal. Wow. You know, city savings.
I remember my first house, and it was $13,000. That's what's
this
funny.
This was 14.
Yeah, so when people are buying houses, and their first house is $200,000. But mine was $13,000. Yes, it was many years ago. But what's funny about it.
Was it rock?
I don't know. It was frame.
Okay.
No, it was on 13th or 11th or something like that. Two bedroom, one bath. I'll never forget. Cute as a button. I'll never forget that. But I don't remember going in and signing any papers. And I did, because it was an FHA loan when I looked back. But I don't remember the purchase of it whatsoever.
That was a long, long time ago.
So, and I guess I don't have a very good memory. I've tried to get that memory back so I could remember what I would have felt like at that time, but I can't pull it out of
my
head.
But you know what? If you look at back then, if you look at different things, we had an old newspaper back when Gene Mara actually brought it to me.
Yeah.
Because he'd been in the business since when I was born, 1960. And the houses were $3,000 and $4,000 over on like Sac and A&M.
Yeah, it's funny to look back. Mom, that we lived on Wynn when I was growing up, and I asked Mom, I said, how much were your house payments? And they were like $40 a month.
Yeah,
you know, it's like that
I
was.
I still remember my dad.
Yeah.
And he was, of course, taxes and insurance were nothing back then.
Oh, that's right. That was with taxes and insurance.
But that payment was $350. But I still remember him saying, Scott, it was hard making that payment sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it's all relative. Every bit of it is relative. There was a house that sold over close to where we had our house, though, and it sold for like $160,000. And it tells you how times have changed. I mean, things have changed.
Look at cars.
Exactly. I mean, people pay as much for a car right now as some people pay for houses. I mean, I'm seeing $1,000 car payments right and left.
Well, if you look at it, because FHA forever and ever in St. Angel was $67,500.
Forever.
To spend $67,500 on a car is not, or pickup.
Yeah, it's nothing.
It's right there.
Yeah, it's nothing.
You know, it's kind of scary. Yeah.
And student loans. That's another thing.
Well, you're saying,
do we have a minute?
Yes, and you're going to see. No, we don't. We have to take a quick break and we're talking about student loans. We'll be right back after from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Okay, student loans.
Okay, so student loans. I'm seeing a tremendous amount of student loans. If you're going on an FHA loan and if your student loans are deferred, we still have to count 1% against you. Period. That can be very, very big.
Yes.
Very big. So student loans, be aware of that. You were telling me that they're starting to regulate more.
The lawmakers, here's what you'll see coming down. And I'll know more about this in May when I get back from Washington. But one thing, let's say you're getting a job as pick any career, a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And say it's $45,000 a year.
Okay.
Does that sound kind of?
That sounds pretty right, yeah.
Okay. They're not going to let you have $250,000 for the student debt. They're going to put your debt to what you're
more relative.
Yes,
more.
It's payable.
Okay.
How's that?
Yeah.
And it makes sense. It's like you just said, even attorneys, they get out, they're having $250,000, $300,000 in student loans.
And their first jobs, they're making $45,000 a year.
That doesn't work.
Yeah. Alarm. Sorry.
Yes.
If you have student loans, be cautious. Be very, very cautious because they do matter, even if they're deferred. Because I can tell you how many people tell me, but they're deferred. It matters. We cannot disregard them. Now, on a conventional loan, there's other ways. So just again, holler at us. Hey, let's talk about scams right fast.
Well, let's start with just what you just said. How many of y'all are getting calls about paying off your student loans? And your credit card debt and on.
And the IRS, how many people are getting that?
Yes.
And they're mean people.
Okay. And actually we got one. And I was in a meeting in Washington while this happened on fraud. We'll talk about wire fraud last.
Yeah.
But first off, let me tell you, the IRS doesn't call you.
No. No.
And they don't agree to cut it in half if you give them a credit card number.
Yeah,
so don't fall for that. And I'm worried how many people have.
Yeah, but you can call those people back because one day I did too.
Scared the crap
I was
out of
having
them.
A bad day one day and they called me and I thought, okay. And they left a message and I thought, I've had enough. So I just picked up the phone and I called
them.
The mean Valerie.
Oh,
I picked up the phone, 20 rings at least, and they answered the phone. And it was somebody that had a very heavy accent. And I said, you just called me and blah, 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 blah. And he said, yes, you owe this much money and blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, number one, I don't own the IRS. And I said, can you hold on and let me see if I can't get an attorney on the phone with us and we'll get this straightened out. And he said, no. And he hung up and I called right back again and no one answered the phone. So they have caller ID. But I could hear, it's a call center. So you could hear everybody talking in the back and just wonder how many people actually are scared of them and do owe them maybe money for something. And so they scare them and they pay them.
And right now, I'm going to tell you right now, because I think the first one in St. Angelo they did this to, was they started texting people, and they started texting people in my office and saying, you know, this is Scott, I need some help with this, this, and this. Well, one of my texts was my sister, and which is stupid because she goes, okay, first off, she knows me good enough, as you do. I'm not ever going to say, Scott, I'll scubble, blah, 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 blah. I barely put an S for it's me. So they all knew it wasn't me in my office. So if you get one from me, but also second happened to Benny Dursky at Dursky and Dursky, Aaron Nelson at Dursky. There's like Rick Camp, there's several people
that got that.
But if you look at the numbers, and you know our numbers, most
You'll
of our numbers are
the
325 area codes.
Right.
These are not even the 325 area codes. So it's not from.